ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text Number 13, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine Purushayatma Mulaya Mula Prakritaye Namaha Kshetrajnaya. Unto the one who knows everything of the external body, Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Bhyam, unto you, Sarva, everything, Adyakshaya, who are superintending, managing, Sakshine, who are the witness, Paramatma, or Antaryami, Purushaya, the Supreme Person, Atmamolaya, who are the original source of everything, Mula Prakritaye, unto the Purusha avatar, the origin of Prakriti and Pradhana. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the super soul, the superintendent of everything, and the witness of all that occurs. You are the Supreme Person, the origin of material nature and of the total material energy. You are also the owner of the material body. Therefore, you are the supreme complete. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Bhagavad Gita 13.3, the Lord says, Shetakyam chappi mamvidhi sarvakshetreshu bharata. O Sain of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. Every one of us is thinking, I am this body, or this is my body. But actually, the truth is different. Our bodies are given to us by the Supreme Proprietor. The living entity, who is also Kshetrajna, or knower of the body, is not the body's only proprietor. The actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Kshetrajna. For example, we may rent and occupy a house, but actually the owner of the house is the landlord. Similarly, we may be allotted a certain type of body as a facility with which to enjoy this material world, but the actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Sarvatyaksha, because everything in the material world works under his supervision. This is confirmed Bhagavad Gita 9.10, wherein the Lord says, Mayatyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and unmoving beings. From prakriti, or material nature, come so many varieties of living entities, including aquatics, plants, trees, insects, birds, animals, human beings, and demigods. Prakriti is the mother, and Supreme Personality of God is the father, aham bija prarapita. Prakriti can give us material bodies, but as spirit souls, we are parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana. The living entity being part and parcel of God is not a product of this material world. Therefore, the Lord is describing this verse as Atma Mula, the original source of everything. He is the seed of all existences, Bijamam Sarabhutanam. In Bhagavad Gita 14:4, the Lord says, Saravyoni Shikonteya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Dasam Brahmaha Joni Raham Bija Parapita. It should be understood that all living entities and all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the sea-giving father. Plants, trees, insects, aquatics, demigods, beasts, birds, and all other living entities are sons or parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. But because they are struggling with different mentalities, they have been given different types of bodies, manasastani indriyani, prakritistani karshati. Thus, they have become sons of prakriti, or material nature, which is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity in this material world is struggling for existence, and the only salvation or relief from the cycle of birth and death in the evolutionary process is full surrender. This is indicated by the word Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yakipam tamaham vande shi gurum tinatarinam. Om agyana timarandasya gyananjara shurakaya chakshura miritam yena tasamai shi gurave namaham. So in this verse twice, we see the word namaha. I offer obeisances. One of our acharyas has said that namaha means na-ma, not me. Not me, you Krishna. It is you who are the center, and it is you to whom I must surrender. And so the first part of my talk today will be about surrender, why we should surrender. We may think, you know, why should I surrender? Well, there are good reasons for it. And I'm going to share with you the reasons that Prahlad Maharaj is giving us in his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev. Then the second part of the lecture will be about to whom we should surrender. And this verse, since it's about super soul, then we'll talk about super soul and why we should surrender to the Lord in the heart. And so Prahlad Maharaj says that first reason why we should surrender is because our mind is trapping us with so many unlimited desires. If you take a close look at your subtle body, of course we know it's mind, intelligence, so many things, but actually it's full of unlimited desires. So if we want to get free from these desires, if we want to get free from this trap, the only thing we can do is surrender to Krishna, because we rebel. We didn't want to serve Krishna. No, I wanna be my own God. And in Krishna he comes. He comes and he speaks Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada gives many translations, and one translation for this verse on Prahlad Maharaj is, you rascal, surrender. Why are you suffering unnecessarily? Surrender to me, I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. So our disease is that we're servant of Krishna, but we're trying to be master of the world. So first reason why we should surrender is to become free from the control of our crazy mad mind, which is giving us so many unlimited desires, showing us these desires and trying to drive us to follow and accept these desires. Second reason why we should surrender to Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj says, we're being crushed by time. Nobody is free from time. And so Prabhupada said that all of human society must take advantage of this offer and be saved from Krishna, from the danger of being crushed by the wheel of time. And so Prahlad Maharaj is, even though he's a pure devotee, he's also afraid of this being crushed by time. So we should also be afraid of being crushed by time. And now I'm over 70, I'm really feeling the crush of time in so many different ways. So it is good to surrender. And how to surrender, Prabhupada gives us a nice prayer that we can say, and that is, Ai nanda tunucha, kinkaram patita mam vishame bhavam buddha, kipaya tva parapanka jastita tuli sarisham vichintaya. Son of Maharaj Nanda, please pick me up and place me as an atom of dust at your lotus feet. One time I was chatting with my son on Facebook, and he had this picture of there's an ocean and there's a hand sticking out of the water like this. I don't know what this means, but I think it means like I got it all under control. But actually, that's people are drowning in the ocean and they think they're in control. But actually, no, we're not in control. Only Krishna is in control. So please pick me up. Please, I surrender to you. Third reason why we should surrender to Krishna, because everything is temporary. This world is temporary. We see big presidents, ministers, they have to succumb to death. And even before death, I saw on the internet one picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, yeah. Big actor, Mr. Universe. And he was governor of California. And there was one hotel who said, you can stay here anytime, and they put a big statue of him outside the hotel. So the picture on Facebook was Arnold Schwarzenegger sleeping underneath that statue on the ground because the hotel refused to accept him. So he said, just see, and he had a little understanding. You see, our position is so temporary. One minute they're respecting me, and now they're rejecting me. And so you can be Mr. Universe, but that doesn't mean anything, because it's temporary. So that's another reason why we should surrender. Whatever position we may have in this world is temporary. When I was traveling to Christchurch in New Zealand, it's an earthquake zone. And so one night I woke up at 2:30 in the morning for some reason, and I started chanting, and all of a sudden there was a tremor, big smash. And my first thought was, oh no, my computer's going to fall on the ground. I didn't, that, but I started chanting again. But actually, you never know. It's so temporary. They had a huge earthquake there. And then afterwards, they had these signs, speed limit signs. 30, temporary. 40, temporary. You really got the feeling of being temporary in that place. So people, I saw one lady living on the beach, because her apartment was condemned, but she still had to pay the rent for the apartment, even though she couldn't live in it. And so this is the nature. This is another reason why we should surrender, because everything's temporary here. And another reason to surrender is that there's no happiness. There's no real happiness here. In Mahabharata, King Yudhisthira was asked the question, what is the news? And so Maharaj Yudhisthira answered, the news is that this universe is a gigantic cooking pot, and we're all being cooked. We're all being cooked in this pot. And the cook is time. Time is our cook. And some of us are fried, some of us are well done, but we don't escape. Of course, unless you surrender to Krishna, and that's another reason why we should surrender. Because the devotees do escape. They do escape the effects of time by chanting and hearing about Krishna. Bhagavatam says that in the second canto, third chapter, that the sun is, by rising and setting, the sun is taking away duration of life of everyone, except those who are hearing and chanting about Krishna. Now, another reason why we should surrender, Prahlad Maharaj says, is you will get more mercy than even Lakshmi and Shiva and Brahma if you surrender. Prahlad got more mercy. We know Lakshmi, she's not allowed to enter Vrindavan. We are in Vrindavan. She's on the other side of the Jamuna. And so we got more mercy. And she takes the blessings of the Brijbasis in January in the festival. So these are so many reasons why we should surrender. Now let us also find out whom we should surrender to, a little bit about the qualities of Super Soul. One time Prabhupada was having a morning walk in London, Hyde Park, and he wanted some twigs for brushing his teeth. So a devotee went and he broke one twig, then he broke another twig, and he was going to break a third, and Prabhupada said, "Don't disturb more than necessary." So then devotee Yogeshwara asked, "Well, what does a devotee see when he looks at a tree?" He asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, "What you see is the body of the tree, and there's a soul living in the body of the tree. But then the soul is never alone. Ishara sarvabhutanam. In the heart of that soul is Krishna." So that was Prabhupada said on that morning walk, that the soul, super soul, is Krishna is in the heart. Actually, Krishna is also super soul, especially for devotees. For devotees, our super soul is Krishna, or it may be Gornitai, or it may be others, Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, Krishna Balarama. So Prabhupada didn't want to disturb that tree more than necessary. He saw the soul, he saw the super soul. We hear in this purport that the super soul is our proprietor. He is the landlord of our body, and we are the tenants. Bhagavad Gita Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhidam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Vinchati. So another benefit of worshipping the Lord in the heart is that you will get peace of mind. You will get peace. If you know he's the enjoyer, he's the proprietor, and he's your best friend, then you will always be peaceful. You know, he's such a friend. He always stays with us, no matter where we go. Even we turn our face away from him, he's still with us. So Prabhupada says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that real yoga means to meet the super soul in the heart. Gita also says, he's Gati, Bharta, Prabhu, Shakshi, Nivasa, Sharanam, Surit. He's the goal. He's where we want to go. But the ultimate goal is Krishna, though people, they don't know it. He's the reservoir of all pleasure. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we connect with the super soul. Our goal is Krishna. And the process, therefore, is to chant. When my son was 14 years old, he said, "Mom, you know, if I could just if I could talk with super soul, I would never be bored again." So boredom is a problem for teenagers, especially. They are always bored. They don't know what to do. So I said, "Yes, you can. You chant Hare Krishna and you connect with super soul. Unlimited intelligence is there and he will talk with you." So he's our goal. He's our Bharta. He's our sustainer. He's our Prabhu. Janaka Janani Daito Tanai Prabhu Guru Pati Tuhu Sarvamoy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he's father, he's mother, he's lover, son, lord, preceptor, husband, everything. And he's Sakshi, he's witness. He's witness here. An interesting thing you may not be aware of, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, he's also Prabhupada's purport, he says that internally the super soul exists as the Lord in the heart, and externally he manifests as time. Of course, that's for the non-devotees. For us, the super soul manifests as guru. So you got your choice. Which way you want to see super soul, as time or as your spiritual master? The Lord comes out of the heart and helps us for the devotee. Tesham satate yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. He'll give us intelligence how to come to him. Sakshi, he's the witness. Nivasa, he's the abode. Sharanam, he's our refuge, he's our shelter. As Krishna says in Gita, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Take shelter of me, give yourself to me. And when purport, Prabhupada translates this, and again in 2nd Canto, 4th chapter, that Krishna says, "Give yourself to me. Give yourself to me." Very sweet translation by Srila Prabhupada of surrender. Surrender means not just that by force. Surrender means that we, out of love, we surrender to Krishna, and out of love, he accepts us. And so that is how we should surrender. We should do it out of love. So Krishna is directing the wanderings Actually, he's our chariot driver, just like he's Arjuna's chariot driver. But because Arjuna was a pure devotee, he could make the Lord come out of his heart and be his chariot driver. You could see, oh, he's the chariot driver, but he's also our chariot driver, according to Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Pramayan Sarvabhutani Antrarudhani Maya. That, yes, you're on this machine made of the material energy. So, when we're in trouble, we can pray to the Lord in the heart. I would like to share with you one prayer that Sachinandan Swami has given. If you're in trouble, if you're in difficulty, here's how to pray. My Lord, I cannot solve this alone. It is beyond my capabilities, intelligence, plans, ideas. I sincerely request you accept me as your surrendered soul. Protect and maintain me. Protect me means keep me in a situation where I can function and the problems of material existence don't upset my life so much. Protect me. And maintain me means maintain me on the spiritual platform. And so Maharaj says, if you just pray like this, then something very wonderful will happen to you. The problem which looks like a mountain will shrink until it's the size of a calf's hoofprint. Sarit, Krishna, is our best friend. So Srila Prabhupada gives us some nice analogies. Maybe I said these before, but it's good repeating. Maybe I said this a year ago or something. That you see the master taking the dog for the walk. You see this in the West, not so much here. Maybe in Delhi, I don't know. But when I travel in the West and I go to the parks for a walk, I see so many people are taking their dogs for a walk. And so the dog is on the chain, and the master is waiting. The dog can run, the dog can sit, the dog can pass stool and urine, and the master is just waiting. Okay, you finish, and we'll go home. Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, Super Soul doesn't do that much, but yeah, the master has to pick up the stool too. Yeah, you're not allowed in the public parks to have dog stool. So he's so kind, and then he takes the dog home. So we are like that dog. And Super Soul is waiting for us. He's got us by the chain because we wanted to come to this world. And he lets us run a little bit. He lets us walk a little bit. He lets us go to the bathroom. And he's so kind. He's just waiting. He's just waiting for us to come back home, back to Godhead with him, to turn to him. He's giving us facility. And he's not asking much. He just says, give me a little flower, a fruit, a leaf, or water. And out of love, I will accept it. I will accept it. Another analogy Prabhupada gives about Super Soul is that he's like a director of a drama. So an expert director makes the actor forget his real identity to become the part he's playing. The more he forgets who he really is, the more he plays the part nicely. So Super Soul makes us forget who we really are, so we can play these parts in this material world. But his advice is, don't be entangled in these material activities. Sarva dharmam pratyaja mamekam sharanam vraja. So, but unfortunately, we don't listen, and we get entangled. So for the devotee, Super Soul is there. He's giving us instructions how to come closer to him, how to come closer and closer. Tesham satati yuktanam. And also in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about the awakening of divine consciousness and how the devotees are so happy. They see the Super Soul as always newer and newer. And they see life is newer and newer, and everything is an opportunity to serve Krishna. Both the good things and the problems, there are opportunities to serve Krishna. And Prabhupada says that the devotees are always exchanging their views, just like scientists exchange their views in the academies. So the Lord is coming to us. Again, another form of the Lord of the Supersoul for the devotee is the deity. He comes externally and he appears as the deity form. That's another form, another way. Actually, in this age of Kali, there's two forms. This is described in Bhagavatam also. Param Brahma and Shabda Brahma. Param Brahma is the deity form. Shabda Brahma is the sound form. And Shabda Brahma is more merciful. And that is the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we can see Krishna through our ears. There are verses in Bhagavatam that say, you can see through your ears. Not only you can see through your ears, you can smell through your ears. You can do so many things through your ears. But we like to see Krishna through our ears. And another way to see Krishna, Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsukunteya. I am the taste of water. And also, at the present moment, we've got so many senses, but mostly people say, I want to see God. But Prabhupada said, no, you begin with your tongue. Here's another sense. Just like if there's some nice prasadam, somebody shows you some prasadam, then you say, oh, let me see how it is. But how are you going to see it? You're going to taste it with your tongue. And so first we have to taste God. Ata Shri Krishna Namari Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. He's not available to our senses. Seva Mukhi Jivaro Svayam Eva Svarat Yada. But beginning with the tongue, we can taste Krishna. And so this is the process of self-realization. A few more things I'd like to share with you. One is the Prabhupada's letter. He wrote to one devotee in Germany, why are my books not being printed in Germany? Devotee thought, I don't know German. You know, we were Americans, were sent all over the world, so I can't translate them. Then he understood, Prabhupada wants his books translated and I have to figure out how to do that. So he said, I wrote Prabhupada back, what do I do? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will give you intelligence. So he said, that was almost always the answer I always got from Prabhupada. Prabhupada wasn't the type of manager, leader, who would give details. He inspired you to use your creative intelligence. And Prabhupada said, there's a kind of individual genius in every living entity. So this devotee looked up the word genius in the dictionary. This was 40 years ago, so the definition might have changed. But the definition 45 years ago was, genius means indwelling deity. So very interesting meaning, definition of genius. It's Supersoul. It's Krishna. Our genius is Krishna, and that's confirmed in Bhagavatam that Supersoul is the form intelligence, our intelligence, the form of our intelligence. That we get intelligence by contacting Supersoul. So, if by the inspiration of the spiritual master we make ourselves receptive to the flow of Krishna, then Krishna, genius, reveals how to do something. Always Prabhupada would we give those instructions even to the artists. He said, you chant Hare Krishna and Supersoul will help you. So this particular devotee was a he was a high school dropout. He didn't finish his 10th standard. He dropped out of high school. He never finished. But after he became a devotee, he gave a lecture to the Harvard University faculty. So this was Prabhupada's amazing. What he took us from nowhere and he gave us Krishna. And if you have Krishna, you know everything. You can lecture to the Harvard University faculty. Harvard University is one of the biggest famous universities in America. And so I would like to conclude with a prayer that Prabhupada gives us, how we should pray to Supersoul. My dear Krishna, so he calls Supersoul Krishna. For For the devotee, Super Soul is Krishna. My dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please do not put me into forgetfulness. You are sitting within me, a Super Soul, so you can make me forget, you can make me remember you. But please don't make me forget. Please always remind me to chant. Even you send me to hell, it doesn't matter, as long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are singing a very nice song. They are requesting everyone to please chant Hare Krishna and come along with them. So that is our request to everyone. So we had a nice example of His Holiness Gunagrahi Maharaj, who was dedicated to chanting the holy name, and he got success at the end of his life. So that is our goal, Ante Narayana Smriti. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. So I'd like to stop here if there's any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu. There are four ways to give something to Krishna, explained in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 22nd chapter, pranayar artar dhya vacha. You can give four things. Prana, you give your life. So that is full surrender. So we have examples here of full surrender, people who have given their lives for Krishna, pranayar. But if you say, oh, that is too difficult, I cannot give my life, pranayar artayar, give some money, become a life member, give some donation. That's also, you're surrendering some of your money, which you worked hard to get. But you may think, well, I don't have money. Pranayar arta dhya. Okay, give your intelligence. Help plan some festival, help organize something. But you may think, well, I'm not very intelligent. Okay, one thing is left. Vacha, your words. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can distribute books. You can get other people to chant Hare Krishna. So these are the four ways that you can, in different degrees of surrender. Or you can do all four. Or you can do one. But yes, it's difficult for people. So we were trying by logic and argument at the beginning. We were trying to convince people why you should surrender. But if they cannot do the full surrender, then okay, there's alternatives. Krishna in Gita also gives alternatives in 12th chapter. Always think of me. But if you cannot do that, okay, do bhakti yoga. Follow the regative principles. Chant 16 rounds. If you can't do that, okay, just help the devotees somehow. Serve the devotees. So our process is not rigid. There is something for everyone. And everyone, as we see the example of Gunagrahi Maharaj, that everyone was accepted by him in service and made to do some service for Krishna. Yes?
I've heard that Srila Prabhupada reminds us to utilize our intelligence to expand the Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
So in the process of utilizing our intelligence and expanding, someone might say, well, why are you changing things? You know, I mean, obviously we have our own creativity and ideas of how to use our intelligence to spread Krishna consciousness. But is there, how do we safeguard that we don't go beyond what Prabhupada has given us?
Yeah, so we have our safeguards within ISKCON. First of all, according to the Shastras, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra is the first safeguard. You consult with Guru, you consult with the other devotees, the sadhus of ISKCON, the GBC, and also other devotees too. You consult, and then you check Shastra. Okay, is this all right according to Shastra? And if everybody agrees, and this is important step to do, because even Parikshit Maharaj, he knew what he wanted to do. He said, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to hear Krishna Katha until death. But still he asked the sages, you know, okay, I'm about to die, what should I do? He wanted the blessings. And so whatever we do, we need blessings. We need blessings. So that has to be done. We have to get the blessings. Yes, Prabhu.
Blessings are definitely most important, but one additive I like to add, when ISKCON first started, even before Bhaktivinoda.org or Bhaktisiddhanta, facilities that were available for devotees to use to propagating Krishna consciousness were much, much less than they are today. And so now we have so many facilities. Mm-hmm. And so if we, Prabhupada says, whatever there is that is available, use it in Krishna's service. Mm-hmm. And then that cell phone, computer, whatever you may have, microphones we're speaking through, they become purified. So we just have to take what Krishna gives us and give it back to him, using it in his service.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Gopi said, this breath had not extremely glorious because the fortune of God has always decided there because of your birth.
Yeah.
How we can understand this is Lakshmi here.
Yeah, so who is Lakshmi in Vrindavan? Oh, you didn't hear it. Okay, he was in my class. I said that Lakshmi is not allowed to enter Vrindavan. But in the first verse of Gopi Gita, it says, Lakshmi is, the goddess of fortune is here. So, yes, that's true. But at the same time, it's true that Lakshmi cannot enter. So how can that be true? Who is our Lakshmi here? Radharani. Because Radharani is here. Everything is auspicious and opulent. Because Lakshmi is her expansion. So Lakshmi is here means Radharani is here. This Radharani is in Bhagavatam, but she is hidden. She is hidden from our view. But if you understand who is in Vrindavan, who is the goddess of fortune in Vrindavan? It's Radharani. Yes.
In relation to this
Lakshmi.
Like, in our kind of vision, she's a really, like, she's a pure devotee. Lakshmi is a pure devotee.
Lakshmi is a pure devotee.
So, how to understand in our prospect, like, she's not an animal. So, what is, like, we should understand that?
What we should understand is that it's a certain mentality that she has. She has a mentality of opulence, whereas the gopis have a different mentality. So that's why. You have to give up your mentality of opulence to enter Vrindavan. In practical life of sadhana, we live simply. Simple living, high thinking, Prabhupada said. But also, according to You know, you may have desire for liberation to go to Vaikuntha to enjoy with the opulences of Krishna. You may say, oh, yeah, I also want to have a palace and live with lots of money. And so then that attitude has to be left behind in order to go to Vrindavan. Yeah, Vaikuntha is very high, yeah. So Lakshmi is there in Vaikuntha. If you wanna go to Vaikuntha, that's not a problem. That's very high standard. Oh, all glories to your desire. You can go there. Nobody's stopping you. It's not a problem. Yeah, you can use opulence.
So how do we like, should not be attached to that thing or something like that?
Yeah. Just like, again, we have the example of this Maharaj Gunagrahi. I was hearing the remembrances, and he was traveling. He was getting a lot of donations. He was sending it all to the Argentina temple. So he got lots of opulences. He got money, and he was sending it to the temple like that. So, whatever you accept, what is your quota? Ishopanishad. You follow Ishopanishad, verse 1. That you accept what is your quota and don't over-endeavor, don't take too much. If it becomes too much, then you donate, you give, like that.
And you said in your last paper, we surrender our love.
Yes.
And examples like Pranam Maharaj, like we give example of like, we're fearing like, because spine is crushing.
That's out of fear. Right. I gave many out of fear. The one good thing is out of, because Lakshmi is a good example, that if you surrender, you will get more mercy than Lakshmi. That's a positive. And you will get Satchidananda. There are so many good reasons to surrender. There's so many positive. You will get Satchidananda body. You will play with, you will go to the spiritual world. You will be with Krishna. Even before you leave this body, you can be with Krishna. How do we realize that Krishna loves me? So how do we feel the reciprocation of Krishna? So one thing you can do is be grateful. When anything happens, say thank you, Krishna, good or bad. Say thank you, Krishna. And even if nothing happens, say thank you, Krishna, when you wake up in the morning. That's the first step that will help. That will help you to feel. Then you will see, oh, how Krishna is loving me. Okay.
You must understand that Krishna is indifferent. He loves everybody. So it's just how you reciprocate with him. How much you love Krishna. And as much as you give Krishna, then there will be a reciprocation. So when this conference began, slowly we started getting deities coming into our temples. And the mode of worship that we worshiped was in awe and reverence. As Lakshmi Narayana, because this mode of worship, which is in Vrindavan, is specialized and can only be appreciated by those who have attained higher levels of realizations. So don't be afraid to orders of matter. You know, people in India, they pray to Lakshmi, right? But they want to forget Narayan. And where is Lakshmi? She's always sitting at the feet of Lord Narayan. So if you negate Narayan, Lakshmi will not be there. And it's the same here with Radharani. Radharani is always with Krishna. Whether physically there, her heart, her mentality, her breath, everything she does,
somebody has his hand up back there.
Mataji, so in Bhagavad Gita, some shlokas is Karmana Gaya Nityana. This shloka specifically mentions how soul enters into the womb of the mother. Is there any particular shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam which mentions that when the super soul enters? Because the shloka only talks about the soul.
Yeah, there are many shlokas about super soul entering the bodies or the I mean, you study second canto, fifth chapter, third canto, fifth chapter. It's about the three Vishnus and so how the first one is entering the whole cosmic manifestation, Mahavishnu. Then the second one, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, he enters each universe. And the third one, Kshirdakshay Vishnu, enters the heart and the atom. He enters the heart of all beings. So that's described in Bhagavatam. I don't know the exact verse, but third canto, fifth chapter, third canto, 26th chapter, second canto, fifth chapter, this is all about creation. And then it is described, that how the super soul enters the different bodies, the whole cosmic manifestation, the whole universe, and then the whole our body and the atom, even.
Actually, I need to ask specifically because along with soul, super soul also, yep. Super soul already exists there. How do we understand that?
Exists where?
Already in the womb. Like I need to ask through the soul, it also enters.
The soul and super soul are always together. So, in the womb, the soul and super soul are there, together. And then the super soul is in every atom also. So it's not like he's just with the soul. So that means in every atom there's a soul also. And so that verse explains, well, he doesn't explain the super soul, but yes, he's in every atom. If you study Srila Prabhupada's talks with Swarup Damodar, Life Comes From Life, you will also find this information, how the soul and super soul are in every atom. They're always together. So the soul does not go alone into the womb of the mother. Super soul is with him. Even when he changes his body, super soul is with him. Goes from one body to the next. The super soul stays with you. He said, in order to realize this, you have to listen to Super Soul. Always hear his instructions. Don't turn a deaf ear. Okay, any other? We have two more minutes left if there's another question. Otherwise, we can stop. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.